Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
All right there, Thin Richmond.
Yeah, nice to see you, Ronnie. Are you Ronnie Hot Dogs?
Ah, pretty much am, unless you've got any alternatives.
Well,
that are
I did.
Decent.
There was one name that I thought of, and I can't find it. So it's a bit of a Jack Shit Johnson. Who I didn't know that. I couldn't say Jack Shit Johnson.
It's a tongue twister, that, isn't it? Yeah. Jack Shit Johnson.
Yeah,
I like that. You know.
Well, he owns a carrier pigeon called John.
Right.
That's something. He believes that Purcell was the Greek god of laundry.
Right.
And he's dedicated his life to proving that to be the case. Okay. Do you want it or do you want to be Ronnie? Will you be Ronnie for me a day?
I really fancy Jack Shit Johnson, actually.
Why? Because I can't say it.
Yeah, it all seems really viable.
Okay.
His story. I've got three for you as an alternative to Thin Richmond. I've got no bios for them, it's just names. You can be Bunny Just Enough.
Okay.
You can be the Chief Lieutenant of BMX brackets Loughborough North.
Yeah.
Or you could be the June 2019 Probe Tube Exhibition at London Science Museum.
What was the second one again? Sorry.
The Chief Lieutenant of BMX, Loughborough North, or Chief Lieutenant, however you want to see it. What's the preferred pronunciation of that? Is it Lieutenant?
I say Lieutenant.
Is that not the American way?
I've got a funny feeling that an old gadgie would say it's actually Lieutenant.
Yes. Two stripes.
I find it very upsetting when it's misused.
Well, you're going to be then.
True or false, Andrew?
You're going to be Thin Richmond then?
Yeah, I said I'm going to be it for 8 weeks. You can keep offering us.
Well, I'm trying.
True or false?
Yeah.
Andrew, Baxter soup gets its special flavour from being stirred with company founder Raymond Baxter's brass hand. Is that true or is it false?
I'm taking that as true.
It's false. Of course it's false. Mm. One, Raymond Baxter didn't founder the soup. Do you like Baxter soup?
I've not had Baxter soup for a while.
It's always a little bit more expensive, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm a Heinz man.
Yeah, me too. Oh, it's a beautiful soup. And it goes tomato best, chicken.
Yeah.
Vegetable.
I don't get beyond tomato and chicken.
Oh, you just...
It's been that way since I was six.
Well, I got very upset last year because they discontinued celery. I used to love their cream of celery.
Right.
I have to get the Campbell's one now. What you mix with water, Andrew?
It's a fuck on, isn't it?
It's such a fuck on. Do you know what I mean? And also, it's got like a taste to it, a metallic taste to it. True or false, Andrew? Karl Marx had a sister called Anya. So I'm just making this a fun podcast.
Have you not
podcast.
Got a Beardsley? Because that sounds like a Beardsley fun fact.
No, it's just a true or false. It's false.
Anya Marx. False.
Rightio, it is false. Now, Andrew, all week I've had.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Two.
Do you want more true or false?
It's not really a quiz, is it?
I never said it was a quiz. I said I was doing it for fun.
Right, go on. Carry on.
Oh, you want another one?
Have you got
true
another
or false?
One?
Middle Eastern countries are always fighting each other and getting on each other's nerves and that. Kind of true, isn't
true.
It? It is kind of true. So I was at National Cat Protection Awards this week, Andrew.
Right, how did you end up
so
with that?
So that's a nice place thing to do, isn't it? Don't you
if
think?
You're protecting cats, what are you protecting them from?
Protecting them from, do you know what? You're protecting
Hawks.
Them from humans, mainly.
Hawks, kestrels.
So... that
drones.
Was that was at the Savoy.
Oh, that's why you went.
Oh, yeah. So,
hi, Bob. It's the National Cat Protection people here. We're doing our awards this weekend.
No, I'm sorry.
Where is it? It's at the Savoy. Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, I went
6 p.m.
Yeah, but do you know what the meal was?
Cat.
No, it was chicken and mash. So Deborah
cat food then.
Deborah Meaden was there.
Yeah.
Justin Hawkins.
from the darkness.
Yeah, so Deborah showed me a picture of a pussy, obviously. I couldn't see Justin because he was in the darkness. Do you get it?
Yeah.
Talking of soups, I've discovered an incredible soup, Andrew.
Have you?
Oh, man.
Tell us about
it, Bob. It's the Swedish version of Knorr with its curly K.
Yeah.
You know, Knorr pea and ham soup.
The Swedish version? Yeah, is Knorr not Swedish anyway? It sounds,
I don't know,
Swedish.
It could well be, but it's like the tins in Swedish. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a Swedish product utilises the Swedish language.
Right.
Oh, man, it's sensational.
Where'd you get this from? Up the posh shop?
Well, where do you think I go, Andrew?
Up the posh shop.
I get it delivered via Ocado.
Yeah, of course.
But if you're an Ocado person and you tick that box, I bet you're not.
What box?
Does B&M do home deliveries?
No, but I live close enough to be able to go myself. I need the exercise.
Have you been caught lifting in there yet, Andrew?
Not yet.
Do you intend to lift? Or
I'll
have
never,
you lifted?
I'll never be caught.
What do you think of that?
I cannot be stopped.
Well, when I was a solicitor, I used to do a lot of shoplifters, and they always steal bacon.
Really?
Bacon, slide loads of bacon into their overcoats.
A lot of the meat's security tagged now, but not,
is that
the,
right?
Not the bacon, like the expensive meat, like the fillet steak and that.
I think that might be just Sunderland, Andrew, to be honest with you.
Okay.
You know,
I'm due to get the bay leaf.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
In a few weeks.
I don't know what that means.
The Sunderland bay leaf.
Remind me.
You asked me a long time ago when it was my turn to get the Sunderland bay leaf. And I've got it for a week in October.
Oh, you're going to pop it in your stew pot?
I'm going to do it. I think I might do a bolognese.
Really?
Yep. I know where I can get my hands on some mutton. So I'll do a bolognese with it and maybe freeze some batches of that.
Is it true that you buy your mince from the pet shop? Pet mince?
Well, it's generic mince.
Oh, you just get the grey generic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grey mince, yeah.
50% liquid.
50%
substance. 50% seepage, I suppose you'd call it, wouldn't you? What do you think of the bloke from the Plusnet adverts, Andrew? You know, do you find him like reassuring and trustworthy?
Haven't seen them.
Oh, come on, Andrew.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, well, I wanted to talk about the man from the Plusnet adverts for quite some time.
Can we do it next week if I watch them?
Yeah, will you have a look out for him?
Yeah. My waterworks are functioning at optimum levels, it says here.
Is that just information? Is that just the label of the person?
I just wanted to throw that in.
Okay, because you know mine aren't.
You can mention yours if you want to, you don't have to.
I don't want to mention them. You're always dragging my pipes into the conversation, aren't you?
I see you won some kind of online award last night for your fishing show on the internet.
Andrew, not some kind of award. The best show on television, beating Strictly Come Dancing, Graham Horton.
Yeah, and you got it by tweeting everyone and begging them to vote for you, didn't you?
Yeah.
For about 4 hours. What was second?
Derry Girls. No, was it Derry Girls?
Some school girls. You've denied some school girls their chance of glory because you just want to show off to your mates down the Showbiz Centre.
Yeah.
Don't you?
No, there's a special lunch for me at the Showbiz Centre. When I say lunch, right, it's fruit salad with carnation.
That is special. You only usually get that on Sundays.
I just got a little tweet from the caretaker said that they're opening up the evaporated milk. Well done on your award last night.
Is that your prize? Is that all you get?
Oh, here, look, that's an important text coming through.
Was it? Do you want to read it out?
Yeah, it says, I'll do an update tonight, mate. Now, listen up.
Crucial.
This is a garden centre special, Andrew.
I thought it was.
Yeah, it's a garden special centre. And so my first item is some sounds of Sunderland. Oh, and these are sounds I heard from a retirement dinner for Ray the Sandeel Pearson from the Henley's Garden Centre in Sunderland. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'd just like to say, you know, that I remember Ray once brought his Alsatian into work and let us all have a ride on its back and use its slaver to thicken war soup. Oh, I was cracking, Ray, like... I'd just like to say that whenever Ray and I, like, had a snog, you know, in the stockroom, he always give us a fag and a Ritalin tablet after. Oh, Ray, yeah. I remember Ray. I used to like working with Ray. He used to put 30 chicken dippers wrapped in foil under the bottom sheet of his pram, like, you know, so they kept nice and warm under his hound.
I'll never forget the day I caught Ray pissing into the feature plant pot in reception, with all the steam rising and the foliage, he looked like fucking Rambo.
So that's some sounds from a retirement a garden centre.
That's very nice. Yeah. Have you got any other garden centre related content?
Everything else.
Everything you've got for the entire broadcast.
Yeah. Is now from now on it's garden centre heavy.
I had a horrible dream last night, Bob.
Yeah.
I needed to share it with you.
Go on then.
I was sharing a house with this fella, and he had a beard, and he was gonna murder me, legitimately gonna murder me, and I had no way of escaping. And it was like a proper nightmare.
Okay.
What do you think that's about?
Oh, sorry, this one laid in nowhere.
I wanted to tell you. You've got another text in there, or is it the same one?
Yeah, update tonight, apparently. Well, Andrew, I've had similar dreams
to
that. Do you know what they mean?
I don't know. Why? I just assume it's related to coming here to see you.
Oh, I see.
Because I feel a little bit more dead inside every time we do this.
Do you think it's like the part of you saying, just don't go? You know, it's like that conflict. Like, I don't want to go and do this podcast with Bob.
I don't know. Maybe.
Look into it, Andrew.
I mean, I never have proper nightmares because I'm pretty basic.
God, I bet you get a sweat
emotionally. I did when I woke up, yeah.
I bet you sweated. What are you going to do with your sheets? Burn them or shoot them? What are you going to do? They must be freaking soggy. Hey, Peter Beattie's been in touch. Do you want to hear?
Yeah.
All right, Bob. It's about 5 in the morning here and I'm stood on the toilet bowl, you know, staring out of a little window towards the rear of my house, you know. I've been here about 10 minutes late and it's proven to be a little cracker of a staring session. I can see right into the Albanian fella next door's garden from here, and I can see he's got a couple of tomato-like grow bags that he hasn't even bothered planting up. More of that later, Bob. He's got a little trumpet, you know, positioned jumpy-jumpy, trumpet jumpy, you know, and he's positioned it, like, towards the rear of his lawn, near the entrance to his shed. I would imagine, you know, he glances down at it every time he exits or enters the shed. I certainly know that I would. Dog dirt. Anyway, Bob, me and the wife went to the garden centre at the weekend. You know, it's just a bit out of town, so it's a nice drive for the both of us. Even though, you know, it's been freaking hot at it, Bob, you know, but the wife still likes to put a picnic blanket on her lap, like, you know, so she can get a bit of an egg sweat on. Well, about halfway there, she asks if she can have her boilers.
Peter, I feel the need for a couple of fucking travel boilers. Can you pull over, please?
Sorry, love. I can't just yet, you know. We're on the motorway and the hard shoulder is for emergencies only, you know.
Well, this is a fucking emergency, you fucking Doyle. Pull over before I fucking lump you.
Okay, love. I'm sorry that I chose the motorway route and I'm sorry about the hard shoulder restrictions.
Oh, shut up, you fanny basket, and pull over.
So, you know, I pull over and hand my wife the Tupperware box with 3 boilers in it. She peels them all one by one and starts getting tucked in. Do you mind if I open the window, love? The boiler fumes are getting quite heavy, like, you know.
Yes, I fucking do mind, you ignorant fuckwit. I'm in fucking heaven in this cloud of pure fucking egg gas. It's superb for loosening the mucus in me dodgy fucking lung.
Well, whoa, whoopsie-daisy, cos just at that moment, Bob, you know, I see some blue flashing lights, you know, behind us. Oh, love, it's the coppers.
Ah, fuck 'em. We've done nothing wrong.
Yeah. Well, ooh, if you don't remember, love, I did tell you that the hard shoulder, you know, is for emergencies only, like. Well, cut the taps on the window and indicates for me to open it.
So, may I ask why you've stopped? Oh, my days, what's that stench? Are you carrying a cargo of tods for the Sunderland Tod Market?
No, officer. I'm sorry, officer, that's me. I suffered terribly from the quick shits. I had to pull over and evacuate, as I suspected it was very fucking runny. I've had 3 boilers to bind me up, so we'll be on our way presently, like.
Well, the officer's gagging with the stench. He's happy to buy the story, like. And so we move on. That was a close one, love.
Shame that. I was going to ask if you fancied having coitus.
So, eventually, you know, we arrive at the garden centre and the wife buys a packet of poachy pockets, an egg codler and a tea towel that says, I heart omelettes, you know. I'm sorry this is so long, and to Bob, tell your mate Andrew. I buy a couple of tomato plants, you know, for the Albanian fella next door, and then I have a gander at the outdoor clothing. There's a puffer style waistcoat there, but unlike my puffer, it has a corduroy collar rather than puffer material. I reject it as a purchase, but do take a photo of it to add to my puffer Pinterest board. I catch up with the wife in the cafe and she's tucking into a 5-egg onion omelette. Did you order a chicken wrap for me, love? You know I love a chicken wrap when I'm out and about, like, you know.
No, I fucking didn't. Sit down, you spooky fucking clown.
Am I in trouble, love?
No, you're not. Now, listen. You're a good lad, Peter. And I'm very grateful to you for these nice trips out. So take a look at this.
So she hands me a paper packet and inside is a lovely chicken wrap. Oh, Bob. It's a proper fat one, you know, a lovely lumpy, yumpy chicken with the black stripes on, you know. Oh, and the juices are soaked right into the wrap. I'm in heaven, like, you know. I do love you very much, pet, you know, and this has been a lovely day out.
Well, I don't know about that. Now wrap it back up and get me fucking home. You can eat it in the driveway when we get back.
Ah, thanks, love. So, that was a nice time, but like I said, the Albanian fella hasn't planted up the tomato plants I bought for him, so that's a bit of a kick in me face, really, isn't it? You know what I mean, Bob. Anyway, I'll do you a couple of doctor jokes from my joke book, you know. So, man walks into the doctor's. Doctor, I have 5 penises, you know. Blimey, says the doctor. How do your trousers fit? Like a glove, that's it. So I said to the doctor, you know, people keep taking the mick out of me, like, you know, because I think I'm a cricket ball. And the doctor says, how's that? I said, don't you fucking that. Doctor, I just can't stop my hands shaking, you know. Well, do you drink a lot, sunshine? Not really. I spill most of it. So I'll see you then, Bob's. You know, till next time. So, one Peter Beardsley. There's only one Peter Beardsley. One Peter Beardsley. See you, Bob.
Oh, Peter there.
Yeah.
He's having a good old stare.
And a nice cameo appearance from Derek Guiler as well.
Oh, yes.
The policeman.
That's my go-to person of authority, to keep him light. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Security officer. Oh, Mr. McLaren.
I'll put the music off, shall I?
Yeah, why not? So that was a visit to the garden centre.
That was nice.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I wasn't at a garden centre as such, but I got some nice gardening equipment recently. I got one of them weed burners. Have you seen them?
I have.
I
did buy one in the wild a long, long time ago. Used it a couple of times and...
Binned it,
yeah. have you binned yours yet?
I've got it up the Lidl. It was only 15 quid, and you get a spare gas canister with it. And I had a try of it the other day. And it says on the box, it says... will burn weeds and light barbecue, so it's multi-purpose.
Ah, right.
So I'm scorching away some of the weeds, you know, and they're burning quite nicely. They make a nice smell, and there's a nice little fire when they burn. And I just heard this voice says, seen you.
Oh, Corbyn, Jeremy Corbyn.
I cannot do anything without interference and interruption from Jeremy and Corbyn.
Just having a nice little garden.
And there you go.
Seen you, laddie, with that piddling little heat wand. You'd be better off breathing on them as using that with your death breath.
Okay.
That's not very nice, is it? A bit harsh. So he says,
what's your best kill?
I says, what? He says,
weed kill! What's your best kill?
I said, I don't know, I've just got this thing from Lidl. I'm just trying it out now. I've only done three and you've turned up.
Ask me my best one! Ask me my best kill!
So I says, what's your best kill, Jeremy?
655 weeds, part of a community project in Tottenham. I used a homemade flamethrower with instructions that were on the internet. Took out a goat as well. Collateral damage. We cooked it afterwards. Bosh!
I thought you were a vegetarian, Jeremy.
He says, shit happens, as we say in the Labour Party.
Is that the Labour Party's new motto?
The Labour Party's new slogan, I think. Shit happens! So, I says, well, right, thanks for the advice. He says,
go on then, get lost!
I says, I live here, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Get lost!
What do you do? So I just switched the weed burner off, went back in the bungalow, and a couple of hours later I looked out the window, he's still there.
Yeah.
Hands on his hips, legs wide apart, just staring at me house.
Really?
Yeah. Shit happens!
Just shouting shit happens over and over again. Blimey.
So that's my experience of gardening equipment. I'm not going back.
Yeah. Understandably. So I went to Home Base at the weekend, right?
They're shutting down.
Are they?
A lot of them are shutting down. Do you know why?
Tell me.
Go on, were you going to say something?
I'll have a guess.
Go on.
Because they haven't got that ambience of a garden centre where, do you know what I mean? Where you can get Victorian sweets, cafes, pots, you know, it doesn't feel like a day out. It just feels like going shopping, going to Home Base.
But Home Base isn't strictly a garden centre though, it's DIY, isn't
true.
It?
It's got
a gardening offshoot. It's not hardcore gardening. But what someone was saying was the reason is because so few people are buying houses now and doing them up and fucking bastard landlords don't bother.
Right.
So the DIY market is collapsing. Home Base.
Okay, you're like the Financial Times, you, Andrew.
I am, aren't I? A little bit. Anyway, you were at Home Base. What happened?
I was just telling you about, because it was just a little store. I went to Home Base because you asked if I'd bought anything. I wanted a curved blade pruning saw.
Right.
Because I was cutting down this little quince bush thing.
Quince, eh?
Yeah. I mean, I inherited it with the house, Andy, before you start getting on me back about it. So it's like I was saying, you know, like Home Base, there was no cafe, Alsatian.
There's not even a cafe.
Wicker shit, any of that. So it was quite functional.
You need to go to Clear's Garden Centre near Washington.
Clare's.
Clare's.
Is that a good day out?
It's got a lovely coffee as well, yeah. It's proper garden centre, that.
I wonder if that was where Peter was going. Is it outside of Newcastle?
Just on the outskirts of Washington.
Oh, that sounds like maybe that was where
probably
he was going.
Was, yeah.
So I went to like the gardens in like a plant area, you know, like a massive greenhouse. So it's fucking hot in there.
Yeah.
So I went in there. Do you know, it's humid, a bit like your toilet after you've had a really long, drawn out Todd, Andrew. You know, like the bare humidity levels will have risen.
Yeah.
So it's like, do you know, sliding doors? It's big sliding doors get you in there, right?
The film.
Yeah. And they'd stop working. I was in there and I wouldn't open.
Right.
Right. I'm telling you the truth. And there was no, like, obvious, like, red button, call staff, problems or whatever. And I was the only, I'd gone really early, I was the only one in the area. And I waited by the fricking window, just, you know, to wave at a member of staff.
Yeah.
But then a staff member appeared at the far end, like, at the back end of this, you know, like, I don't know, where the public aren't allowed, you know what I mean?
God, there's a lot of jeopardy in this story so far.
So he beckons me to follow him out through the delivery area, you know, like storage area.
Yeah.
So we walk, and back there, it's like another home base. There's all aisles, all with forklifts ready to pick stuff.
Another one?
Well, you know what I mean? It almost could be a shot. It's all the stuff, the stocks, all right, stacks up and everything. Well, as I'm walking through, I see the curved blade pruning shears.
The ones that you're after.
Yeah. And I said to the fella, I said, that's what I came for. Is it all right if I grab a pair, right?
Yeah.
So he picks up a curved blade pruning saw, right? And then he turns to me, right? And he says, shut your mouth and take your trousers off, you fat pig! God, it's a South African fella, Andrew. He's a gangbanger. Well, what am I meant to do, Andrew? You tell me, right? He's got a curved blade pruning saw, like about 2 inches from my neck, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not like a hero sort of character.
No, you're not here.
Right, so he says, get on your knees and thrust your bottom up towards the chicken wire. I said, I'm sorry, mate. I don't know where the chicken wire is here. He said, top shelf by the Victorian lamphouse shafts, you prick. So I point me backside right up towards the chicken wire, right? He says, right, feed the curved blade pruning saw into your anus. Handle first and sing January, February by Barbara Dixon.
Lovely song.
Yeah. So I'm singing January, February, don't you come around. Why you say you're leaving and then you turn around. And before
you
I know
won't
it.
Won't settle down. You got both feet on the ground. Sorry. Yeah.
Before you know it, the handle has slipped in. I think it really helped singing.
Handle first, nice
yeah,
touch.
But I can't bring myself to feed the blade in. It's just too scary. I said, look, mate, can I ask you, what is like your end game here? What outcome are you after? Do you just want me to suffer? Or like, is there something more to this? He says, I want you to be ashamed so that you will agree to be my friend. I'm thousands of miles from Joburg here and it's mighty fucking lonely. I say, mate, honestly, you've got the wrong boat. I've had snakes up there, gravy boats, fuel tanks. Honestly, it really don't bother me. It's not. I won't go and be
ashamed.
It's like
a bric-a-brac up there.
Honestly, you know, you've just, unlucky for you, mate. You just got the wrong boat. He said, look like I've got the wrong guy. I says, listen, mate, I'm perfectly happy to be your friend. Why don't we get a coffee, have a chat, talk about what we might have in common, you know? He says, I'd like that big time. So I said, right, well, home base hasn't got a cafe. It's much more functional destination, you know. So what, say I meet you over the road at Wyvale Garden Centre in about an hour. He said, oh, the deal, bro, I can't wait. So I got out, phoned the police and had him arrested as soon as he arrived at Wyvale. But Andrew, best thing was, I kept the curved pruning saw up my arse. And so I got him as a freebie.
Nice one.
They're kind of worth it, I reckon, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you think that would be
so
like...
You trotted out with the blade sort of hanging out like a tail.
Yeah. So, you know, I suppose they might have seen, but it'd be difficult to approach a customer and say, excuse me, sir, could you remove that from your... You know, it's...
They wouldn't want it back, would they?
Or maybe they just didn't see,
they
but...
They wouldn't want it back, I don't think, in that condition.
Do you think that story was a bit like The Usual Suspects, you know, with like a surprise baddie and like a twist at the end?
No, because I could see what was coming.
You knew I was going to nick it?
I knew he was going to turn up.
You knew that was a South African
story? As
soon
as you said the word beckoned, he beckoned me, I thought, I see what's happening here.
Righty-o.
How many Did you? You would have took him up the showbiz centre, wouldn't you?
The South. If he was a real friend, yeah, of course yeah. I would. You're allowed one guest a month.
Do you think?
Isn't that a crazy rule? One
think,
a month.
Do you think that'll ever be me?
Doubt it, Andrew. No. I've got to be honest with you. I don't consider you showbiz.
Well, you said you would have took him, and he was jamming a tool up your arse.
Well,
that's not showbiz.
If jamming tools up arse isn't fully showbiz, I don't know what is, Andrew.
I'm doing this wrong. How many settings do you think a hose spray gun needs?
How many seconds?
How many settings
does it need?
Yeah, what's the most settings you need on a hose spray
gun? It needs the sprinkle.
Yeah.
Sprinkle. It needs the one we all enjoy, the distance one.
Jet.
So jet.
I put hard spurt here.
Jet, sprinkle and dribble, three.
Standard cone, which is, you know, the spray.
Yeah.
Mist.
I would never use mist.
Would you never
I don't
use
think.
Mist? Maybe it's just on
what,
your
What, do you use it to clean
kids?
Under your tits?
Yeah, well, yeah. And hard spurt. That's just three. Some of them have got eight.
Some of them have got eight?
Yeah.
Might have a look at that,
65
Andrew.
Quid for an eight setting. It's a hose lock one, so it's good.
Hose lock's good yellow brand, that, innit?
Yeah. But 65 quid.
Probably German, innit?
Can someone remind me, anyone who's listening to this, can you remind me tonight to water me hanging baskets?
You've got hanging baskets.
I've got hanging baskets.
What have you got?
That's the sole. That's all I've got.
Little, you've got little violets
it's
and pansies
some,
and
just
shit.
Just some KFC buckets with some grass cuttings in.
But, actually, that could work, yeah.
But it's nice.
Yeah. I bet it's nice. Do people come from all around? Is it like Christmas in Sunderland?
Yeah.
Is a street full of like Fiat Unos.
Human pyramid outside the fence, so they take turns looking over the top.
Look at Andy. Look at Andy's basket of grass.
Yeah.
Why, it's really
so
pretty,
someone,
isn't it?
If someone can remind me to water that when I get back tonight, because it really needs it.
I went to see the Mission Impossible film, Andrew.
Oh, did you? Was it good?
Have you been?
No.
See it? I've thought we're all right.
A lot of people say it's really, really exciting, but you're saying it's all
no,
right.
No, do you know, it's a lovely change to go and see, like, a blockbuster, and it isn't a Marvel film.
Yeah.
That was nice. And, it chugs along. I'd give it a 7 rather than your standard Marvel 6.
Okay.
You know, it's okay.
I saw Mamma Mia 2. Here we go again.
You know, I think I saw on Twitter you really enjoyed it.
Loved it. Loved
you're just
it.
Like a little romantic.
Of course
maybe.
I am, deep down, yeah.
Have you got a lady in your life?
I haven't got a lady in my life, Bob.
When did you last have a lady in your life?
Well, I had a dream about one a while ago.
That's more or
but
less.
She had like a scratch card face.
What does that
just
mean?
Silver. And I was rubbing a 50 pence on it and it wouldn't it
No,
wouldn't
that's
co-
just
it wouldn't
bullshit.
Come off.
That's bullshit. So what would your ideal woman be? Big lass, like you know, like a couple of big old lumps walking around. Easington.
Just someone who likes to laugh.
Oh, you like, just personality
like
were you?
Like me. Just personality, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you want a big lass with a nice personality.
With a big laugh.
Even though she's like, I don't know, like a 20 store now or whatever,
yeah.
Does she like wear really pretty dresses?
Yeah.
This girl you're after.
Yeah, with like a waistband. A ribbon waistband.
That would be nice.
Bright red shoes.
You two would look amazing. When you were young, did you used to take the girls to the Golden Egg restaurant? Do you remember them?
No.
No?
That's before my time.
Have you ever taken a girl
out? Have you
made
that up?
Have you ever taken a girl out? When's the last time you took a girl out and where did you take them?
Not this century.
Yeah, I can see you're going to just block
no,
this.
No, I'm not going to block you, but I've got a very, very checkered personal history that I don't want to go into.
Do you want me to put a shout out for...
No.
Do you want me
no.
to?
No.
Do you
no.
want
me to? Hey, Bob, do you reckon Spandau Ballet are still muscle bound?
Fucking hell.
I mean, it was 1981 when they did that, and they're all in their 50s, maybe early. Yeah, your age now, so they've probably all gone to seed, like you have. And but I mean, you know, they might still exercise, but they'll not be muscle bound, will they?
Andrew, if my memory serves me right, they were working towards the state of being muscle bound rather than already being muscle bound.
All right, then are they still working towards that state then, if you want to be pedantic?
Do you know what? Probably they are. I would imagine that, what's he called? Gary Ryler, the singer?
Gary Kemp. No, the singer, Tony Hadley. Well, he's left now so, and he's gone to shit.
But I reckon they probably do work out.
He looks like the side of a house.
Do you think the Kemp brothers could potentially be the dullest people on Earth?
No.
You think that's us?
One of us two.
Ugly and dull. We'd be quite a catch, wouldn't we? I've watched The Mission Impossible. It's perfectly fine for a weekend movie.
Right.
I've started Breaking Bad again.
Didn't mean to.
Started watching one.
By accident.
Well, yeah, my telly needed retuning, and I put Breaking Bad on. And I haven't stopped since, and I'm into season three now.
I've got to get into this then, because I didn't get beyond season one.
Well, maybe it's not your thing, you know.
What are you saying, like?
Well,
I'm not sophisticated enough for Breaking Bad. Is that what you're saying?
No, if you did a whole season, you've given it a good go, and he didn't like it. That seems perfect.
I'm gonna watch it all out of spite now.
Have you got anything to recommend then? Because I've, you know, sadly, all I've watched is Breaking Bad.
Just Mamma Mia 2 that I went to see. Lovely, lovely ABBA songs. Implausible story, but loads of fun. And on the telly, the £5 billion super sewer.
Is it good?
Yeah. If you're into sewage.
I'll have a look at
and,
that.
And major engineering projects.
Do you see Todd?
No, there's talk of Todd, but there's a little hint of Todd. Lots of wet wipes.
Yeah, I visited a shit farm. The wet wipes is like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not as much Fatberg as you'd think. That's like a separate documentary of Fatberg sort of thing. But loads of wet wipes, a few blobs.
Did you giggle every time you saw a blob?
There's a blob. Yeah.
Grow up, man. And Better Call Saul has started, but I'm not watching it because I'm waiting until I'll watch them all in one.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Are they not out in one box set? Are they coming out?
I haven't actually checked. I think it's a drip feed situation.
Bit rude.
It's been a pleasure seeing you today, Andrew.
An appointment.
It's like a successful appointment.
Yeah.
I must make an appointment with my doctor, actually.
But your water works.
And I'll try to... maybe we should ask our listeners if anyone knows the really obvious psychological explanation for a dream where you're very scared and someone is trying to kill
you. Someone's trying to murder me, yeah.
It'd be quite interesting, wouldn't it? If you believe in that sort of thing.
I kind of think I don't want to know.
Well, just tell me then, if there's any listeners.
Tell Bob
what he's up to.
Don't include me.
Thanks for being with us today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm off to the Showbiz Centre for fruit salad, tin fruit salad, and evaporated milk.
Hurrah!